Tuesday's federal budget has handed the corporate regulator ASIC just under $11 million to deal with the costs of the Banking Royal Commission. But at the same time, in the same budget, ASIC lost $28 million in funding and 30 staff. The government says fluctuations in funding levels are normal for ASIC, but the cuts come as the Royal Commission shines a light on the financial industry's seeming disregard for the regulator. Graham Samuel is a former chairman of the ACCC and a co-author of the scathing APRA report that came out just a couple of weeks ago into the Commonwealth Bank's culture. Graham Samuel has told Kai Chow that this budget cut to ASIC might encourage ASIC to focus more sharply on punishing corporate crime under its new chairman, James Shipton.
I'm fairly confident, knowing James Shipton, the new chair of ASIC, that it will perhaps refocus, I have to use that word carefully, but refocus its activities on compliance, on enforcement of the law, which is, after all, its primary remit. And so if that means that it will conduct less activities in other areas, such as international ventures, working on issues such as reform of the law, things of this nature, well, that's probably not a bad thing. I think that the primary remit of ASIC as a regulator is to enforce the law.
We've heard in regards to ASIC that some business leaders think that that regulator only really goes after the little guys. Is that the kind of issue that you're talking about here?
Look, where they go after the little guys, the big guys, I'm not sure, I think. But when you've got senior representatives of a regulator that spend a lot of their time giving speeches about what they're doing internationally, you start to sort of wonder whether they're focusing as much on what they should be doing, which is the administration of the law, that is regulation and enforcing the law, or whether they're focusing a bit too much on doing reports. I was talking with some former commissioners of mine of the ACCC just the other day over lunch, and one of them turned around and said, it's a pity our regulators don't put away the pen in doing reports and spend a bit more time drafting statements of claim for court actions. And if you're given the tools, and ASIC has the tools, and subject to the Director of Public Prosecutions, it actually has the ability to prosecute criminally for breaches of the law, then it ought to be doing so. It's always been my view that there is nothing that'll be more powerful for individuals concerned, but more particularly for corporate Australia generally, than to have some senior executives who have engaged in egregious misconduct to be put in jail. And I'll tell you what, won't take too much of that to occur for the culture of corporate Australia to change, and then to understand that the corporate regulator is someone to be feared.
The culture at regulators obviously depends a lot on leadership. I mean, how much do you think the culture at ASIC will change with James Shipton coming aboard?
I've had a bit to do with James, and I have had some discussions with him. I think there's two things. First of all, he's a new broom. He understands what the remit of ASIC is, and I think that you'll see a determination on his part to undertake his task, having regard to what he sees as being the real remit of the regulator, which is to regulate, is to enforce the law. Now, of course, his attention will have been sharpened by the Royal Commission. He will be very sensitive, in my view, to community expectations and government expectations as to what a regulator should do. So I have a lot of faith in James. I think he's a quiet but very determined individual. He doesn't have an ego that needs to be fed. He doesn't need to be going off on overseas trips to participate in international conferences, because in many respects, while sometimes they can be useful for the organisation, they tend, in my view, and certainly the experience I had back at the ACCC, was that they tended to be more useful to feed the ego and the profile of the individual that went on the overseas trip rather than necessarily the organisation itself.
I mean, ASIC just did have a big win on Wednesday. The Commonwealth Bank just admitted it tried to engage in unconscionable conduct, and they're going to pay $25 million in penalties to settle a case around the manipulation of interest rates. So it's not like ASIC are toothless, right?
Oh, I don't think that ASIC are toothless, but I think that some in corporate Australia might look in the ASIC mouth and suggest that there's probably only two or three teeth that have been around, that the rest of it is gums.
Recently, you co-published a report for APRA, pretty much kind of damning the Commonwealth Bank's culture, and that included a finding that there was a bit of an attitude of dismissal towards regulators. So it sounds like the banks at the moment, you just don't think they take the regulator seriously?
Look, I think that corporate Australia probably needs a bit of a wake-up call as to the role of the regulator, but that'll only happen if the regulator itself is seen to be on the job and is really doing it with a determination that will defeat those that will seek to stave off the regulator, and with a determination that says if you engage in egregious misconduct, you'll go to jail.
I mean, how realistic do you think it's going to be to see jail time, say, coming out of the recent Royal Commission or anything that might uncover, though?
Senior counsel is recommending that to the commissioner that in certain cases misconduct amounts to criminal misconduct and the like. These are matters that ASIC will take up in due course and will consider as part of its normal investigations. Culture is a really important area. It's an area that can be changed. It takes time, but it takes leadership by businesses, starting from the top, a chairman, boards of directors, CEOs, to actually have those within a business understand that there is a very, very fundamental test of meeting community expectations. And I call it the morning newspaper test. That is, whatever you do during the day, would you be embarrassed or ashamed to read about it tomorrow morning on the front page of the newspaper?
We've seen some changes at the top of the Commonwealth Bank in the past. Scott Morrison says that he reckons more senior heads at the CBA are probably going to roll. Do you think more directors there probably should leave?
Well, again, I'm not going to focus on the Commonwealth Bank because we've given our report to APRA, and that's where, that's now a matter for APRA to deal with and the Commonwealth Bank. The only comment I will make is that in all the discussions we have with the Commonwealth Bank, the current leadership at chairman level with Catherine Livingston, I think, is already revealing, and this is shown in our report, is already revealing significant changes that are being made. She is focusing with a steely determination on changing culture, changing remuneration practices, dealing with issues of governance, and a great credit to her. She did it with Telstra, and she seems to be doing exactly the same thing with the Commonwealth Bank.
That's Graeme Samuel, former ACCC chairman, and he was a member, a co-author of that scathing APRA report that came out, The Culture of the Commonwealth Bank, just last week. Graeme Samuel speaking with Kai Chow.